Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Now that, my friends, is a worship service. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's just praise the Lord, my friends, as I welcome you to tonight's program. And may you be awesomely blessed by what you hear. Amen. Be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, called and ordained by God's own audible voice, not the voices or doctrines of mere men, speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth. The last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. I am has sent me unto you. Amen. You know there is a need for support to keep this program on the air. And I really detest saying it so much, but I must, because we are almost $200 short to pay for March radio programming costs. If Yahweh touches your heart, please pray about sending whatever he tells you in to help cover that deficit. Now, for tonight's Last Days End Times Quick Bible Study, King James Version, as always. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9 and ending, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Watchman comment, faint not, my dear tribulation period friends, for Yahweh knows your stress from those who can now trouble you. Just remember, the trouble they give you will trouble them also, but to a greater degree. Rest with me in that fact, for the Lord will soon be revealed, and with him his mighty angels, in an awesome display of Yahweh's power to defend his chosen children. Amen. Those who obey the gospel of their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will have their troubles avenged, but just remember, avenging wrong is Yahweh's job. Your job is to endure unto the end. Matthew chapter 10, verse 22, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Hallelujah, amen. It is a sad thing, my friends, that so many will be judged so harshly by our holy God, while we, who are Yahweh's, only have to endure the silly troubling by those mere men. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. My friends, there you have it, right from Scripture.
that there are few, those of us that are true saved, that will be able to find the narrow way to heavenly eternal life, because Yahweh has designed it that way, don't you know? All these troublers cannot find that narrow way, no matter how hard they try, but actually they're just not trying. And even if they did try, they wouldn't find it, because they are unholy, ungodly. Instead, they will find the wide and easy way, which is another way that is God's way for those who are sinners, a path leading to utter destruction, ultimate eternal hell. Hallelujah, amen. Let's enter the narrow way tonight as the end draws near. Come soon, Lord Jesus, Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Enough said, get right and get ready. Amen. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 2:8.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water, and God said,
let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, for in the days that you live in, the place of the earth is changing to another place. For the time of the end is near, and the day of the Lord is at hand. You are seeing the things that I have told you about come to pass. The volcanoes now are reawakening as they have been silent for a while, but they will come back with more force and strength than ever before. Though flooding will happen in many areas, dryness will come upon others, so dry, in fact, that water will be scarce. And I say to you that these days are days of trial and temptation. Will you pass these days into eternal life? Saith the Lord.
False evangelists, many pretenders, saith the Lord, in the house of God in these last days. And there are many that are under a false anointing, not walking according to my word, not hearing my voice, not knowing who I am. Yet they boast, saith the Lord, of great things, as though they have done great things. But I say unto you, do not listen to them. I say unto you, depart from them. I say unto you, hear not their voice. But come unto me, you who are weary and heavy laden. You who are lacking strength, saith the Lord, come unto me. And at the sound of my voice shall you be strengthened. And of the hearing of my coming soon shall you have hope. For I am coming soon, saith the Lord. And if you will hear my voice today, will I not anoint you, saith God? And understand what I'm saying in this last hour. Depart from the false and come unto the true, that you may not be pushed around or bullied around by the false. But you will be the overcomer. And you will be the one that strengthens others. You will be the one that actually will teach others, because you have heard my voice and have followed me and have heard me correctly, saith the Lord.
Now tonight's True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study from the King James Version. My. On this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of men. Jude chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints, to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and other hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Watchman comment. Here again we read of the foolishness of those who follow the wide way, which has been prophesied from the day of Enoch, who said, what will happen to ungodly sinners? My saved friends, thank God, you were chosen by the Lord God to come out of sin and be washed clean by your repentance, thus entering into glory by the invitation of the Spirit of the Lord. Christ Jesus is about to return soon to execute judgment upon all. Sinners and saints alike, there will truly be a separation called the sheep and the goats. The sheep represent the true servants of those who serve Yahweh with all their hearts, and the goats, who refuse the Lord's gospel of salvation, butting their heads in rebellion against the I Am, the one true God and the one true way. Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 34. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Verse 34, and finishing, then shall the king say unto them in his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you and from the foundation of the world. Then, in verse 46, and these shall go away into an everlasting punishment, speaking of the goats, continuing verse 46, but the righteous into eternal life. Well, glory to God. I pray you understand what I just said and what I just taught. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Amen. So get right and get ready. Kevin and Tanya from Ohio obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and they are our WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water sponsors for tonight's program. Father, bless Kevin and Tanya. Meet their every need, and thank you, Lord, for touching their hearts to support your program, Lord, and your watchmen. And also bless all the listeners tonight, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. Amen. Let's pull some right out of the fire tonight. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchmen Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. CIA prepares new spying methods through web-connected household devices such as TVs. More and more personal and household devices are connecting to the Internet. From your television to your car navigation systems to your light switches, CIA Director David Petraeus cannot wait to spy on you through them. Earlier, Petraeus was amused about the emergence of an Internet of Things, that is, wired devices at a summit. All those new online devices are a treasure trove of data if you're a person of interest to the spy community. Once upon a time, spies had to place a bug in your chandelier to hear your conversation. With the rise of the smart home, you'd be sending tagged geolocated data that a spy agency can intercept in real time when you use the lighting application on your phone to adjust your living room's light or ambience. My. The last day signs, the end times. They sure are here. Now, facts erased from school books. Who perpetuated the terror attacks of September 11, 2001? A group of men merely fighting for a cause, or a band of radical Muslims bent on violent jihad? According to a new comprehensive study of 6th through 12th grade textbooks used by schools across the USA, America's children are being taught a very different answer to that question than many who were alive to witness 9/11 remember. Watchman comment, do you still think the USA has not yet come under communist socialist control? I told you America was fast losing the freedoms she so long enjoyed. Think about it. Continuing. FBI spied on visitors to prepper website. Visitors to a popular prepper website, which advises people on how to prepare for potential disasters and civil emergencies, were spied on by the FBI by means of a cookie that tracked their web activity, according to analysis conducted. This has been verified with sniffer software. Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. $1 billion isn't enough for Planned Parenthood. No. When Planned Parenthood Federation of America President Cecil Richards described 2011 as the most difficult year in Planned Parenthood's history, I wonder if she meant difficult as compared to the nearly $500 million in profit the organization had amassed the year before. Continuing. Do good parents let teens have sex at home? As critics accuse Planned Parenthood of trying to facilitate the sex lives of minors, a featured speaker at one of the abortion provider's local affiliates has suggested parents allow their teenage children to have sex in their own home. Dr. Shallett, an assistant sociology professor at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst, said American parents should be more like their counterparts in the Netherlands, who allow teenagers to have sex openly under their home roof. Watchman comment, "It is a sick, sick world, is it not? My. Continuing. The royal decrees, executive orders of Barack Hussein Obama. Obama quote, "We can't wait for Congress to do its job. So where they won't act, I will," says Obama. "We're going to look every single day to figure out what we can do without Congress," close Obama quote. What exactly is an executive order? The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines it for us, a rule of order issued by the president to an executive branch of the government and having the force of law. Obama has made no secret of his contempt for Congress, rule of law, and the United States Constitution. By using the executive orders to create laws, he is writing his own rule book. Executive orders do not have to clear either the legislative branch or the judicial branch. Executive orders have the force of law with a mere swipe of Obama's ballpoint pen. Several of his royal decrees or executive orders have been deliberate attacks on the Constitution. Most recently, the NDRP order, which means that our stuff is no longer our stuff. It's his stuff anytime he wants it. Continuing, it's really not laughable, folks. My. Egypt designates Israel its top enemy. Obama restores military aid. Egypt, the parliamentarians declared, would never be Israel's ally. In fact, Israel was Egypt's number one enemy. And how did Barack Obama respond to this trampling on the agreement that has kept an uneasy peace between Israel and Egypt for 30 years? Oh, that was easy. By announcing a resumption of military aid to Egypt. My. Continuing.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Newly published international papers are adding to growing research that aspirin, commonly used now for people in danger of heart attack and stroke, may also help and prevent and treat cancer. Currently in North America, medical practitioners are urged to put anyone who's had a heart attack or stroke on antiplatelet therapy, which is low-dose aspirin, to prevent clots because it can greatly reduce the risk of deadly reoccurrence. Research has found low-dose aspirin reduced the risk of a cancer death by 15% compared with control subjects, and this improved to a 37% reduced risk of a cancer death for patients taking low-dose aspirin for 5 years and longer. Watchman comment, "I am no young whippersnapper. Even if my voice sounds like I am much younger, I have lived now on the very close side of 7 centuries. A couple of years ago, I started getting discomfort in my left side and arm, so I started taking 180 microgram enteric-coated aspirin each day, and the discomfort left. Now, no, the enteric coating will not dissolve in the stomach, but in the intestines, therefore alleviating getting stomach ulcers." Continuing. Op-ed. Bill Gates favors the death panel and vaccines to decrease the world's population. When Bill Gates, founder of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which provides vaccines to the third world countries, promoted decreasing the population of the world and favoring the death panel, it shocked many people. Bill Gates believed that instead of spending millions of dollars on old people who just have months to live, the money should be spent elsewhere, where it can actually benefit people. Watchman comment, "Do you believe the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? I told you they were up to that kind of a thing." Continuing. Feeding the homeless banned in major cities all over America. What would you do if you came across someone on the street that had not had anything to eat for several days? Would you give that person some food? Well, the next time you get that impulse, you might want to check to see if it's still legal to feed the homeless where you live. Sadly, feeding the homeless has been banned in major cities all over America. My. The last day signs, the end times, they sure are here. Continuing. Are you unknowingly waiving your Fourth Amendment rights? When you go outside to go to other public places such as a bank or a mall, have you automatically given up your Fourth Amendment rights and consented to a search? When it comes to tracking you via facial recognition technology, what if the government or other law enforcement were able to use that argument? That by simply being in a place where there are security cameras, you waived your Fourth Amendment rights and consented to a search. My, that's a last day sign. And another just like it. Would you believe a surveillance camera can search 36 million faces in 1 second? Hitachi Kosaya Electric has developed a surveillance camera system where it is able to go through the data on 36 million faces in just 1 single second. This would mean it can detect a face from surveillance footage or a regular photo in a search where results would be displayed nearly instantly in that second. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Stay tuned for another True Truth quick Bible study and possibly live call-ins, letters or both, at the end of the program. Dear friends, please pray about taking time to write me this week. And when you do, please pray about including a WOW, Walk on Water, W-O-W, love offering, as there is a need now, for we are short almost $100 to be able to pay for March radio bills. Sending cash is the easiest way for small offerings. Just wrap it up so it cannot be seen through the envelope. Then, of course, pray over it and send it out. God will get it through. Is he not able? Sure he is. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Please write sign spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122. Town is Lyle, spelled L. I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviate that, N-Y, zip, 13797. That address will repeat in just a moment. The Bible is how we live free in an unfree world. Now for tonight's ending True Truth quick Bible study, as always from the King James Version. As we continue the two teachings you heard at the beginning of tonight's program, Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. My. Some of you, my friends, are like a broken egg. When an egg is smashed and broken, who can put it perfectly back together again? As an illustration, in the beginning, God created you perfect, like a whole unbroken egg, in Adam. But the transgression of Adam against the eternal spiritual laws and temporal natural laws of Almighty God caused him to die, both spiritually and physically. Thus, because of Adam's transgression, all who were born in Adam, I mean the entire human race, were made broken sinners. Genesis chapter 3, Romans chapter 5, verses 12 through 19. My listening friends, would you be the perfect, whole, unbroken egg that God created, or will you allow your egg to be cracked and therefore damage Yahweh's perfect work? A cracked egg, as you must know, allows the infiltration of infection from the outside world, contaminating the life within the eggshell, which never hatches because the life inside dies. There is no repair for the natural egg. It will die. But however, you are not a natural egg, but a spiritual egg, and Yahweh has made a way to repair your spiritual egg. Through repentance and through forgiveness of sin, through the blood of Christ Jesus shed on Calvary's cross. If you are saved, repent, and your cracks will be healed. If you're not, you have no way of healing. If you're not saved, you must also repent, and then quickly ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save your soul. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind, and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. So get right and get ready, my friends. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now a preached altar call in a church service by Brother Ralston.
But in Jesus, there was no sin. That's why you can go to him to be your Savior. That's why you can call out upon Him who is risen from the dead, because He has already shed His blood, that perfect blood that went through His veins, amen. And that blood will cleanse you and sanctify you and purify you, hallelujah. It is a fountain that has been poured out just for you, hallelujah.
Thank you, brother. I pray they heard what you had to say. Please tune in again to Signs International Radio, my friends. For when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days that you live in right now today. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. And as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in for a fresh program this coming Saturday on frequency 4840. That frequency does not change in the summertime. That's at 9 p.m. Eastern on 4840, Saturday. You calculate your time for another fresh, new Signs Prophecy News Behind the News program. Thanks for tuning in tonight to Signs International Radio, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you. Can you think of a way to bless me back? Here is the address again more quickly so you can check what you wrote down before. S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box, 122, L-I-S-L-E-N-Y, 13797. Here are a few friends of Signs of the Times giving their signal reports to let me know how well Signs is doing across the country and around the world.
Real good radio reception tonight in Urbana, Ohio. Hearing you on 5070. And you're coming in loud and clear. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for that signal report, my friend. It was greatly appreciated. Maranatha.
Ken from the Bronx, and I just listened to 5070, and there was some static. Didn't drown out the broadcast, but still was able to hear. I'd give it a 7 on 10 as far as the overall signal. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you, Brother Ken. Yeah, 5070 is getting pretty bad now as far as static and that type of thing because it's getting into the summertime. By the time you hear that Wednesday night program again, it will be on 9350 and hopefully much clearer and much better. Thank you, my friend, Maranatha.
Hello, Brother Johnson. This is Brother Thomas from Southeast Alabama. That reception was coming in good tonight. Maranatha to you, brother, and hang in there. See you later.
Maranatha, brother. Thanks for the call. God bless you.
Brother Johnson, I listen to you on the shortwave every Wednesday and Saturday night. I'm Kenny from West Virginia. You're coming in loud and clear. God bless you. Keep up the good work. Love you.
My love to you also, my friend. I seldom hear from people in West Virginia, so I thank you a whole bunch for that call. God bless you, Maranatha.
Yeah, Wednesday the 25th, 5070. I appreciated your comments and your insight, and thank you for putting your pearls out there for us anyway. Thank you, Maranatha.
Thank you for your kind comments, my friend. I appreciate them, but I'm just sharing with you what the Spirit of the Lord has shared with me. So I can't claim a lot of credit for it, my friend, but God bless you, Maranatha. Now, my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear tonight's program, because when I know you are listening, it helps keep this program on the air. I only have one line, so please just keep hitting your redial if it is busy until you get through. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thank you, my friends. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha and Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.